Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
How is a government actually dealing with these power blackouts? You know, we're hearing about it. We know Eskom's under strain. We know the impact that it's having. But is anything actually happening on the ground? Trevor Shaku is the spokesperson at the South African Federation of Trade Unions. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning to you and to your listeners, and thanks for having us.
So it's enormously frustrating because the impact of the blackouts is more significant than we could even speak to. What is there any communication? Is there any sense that government is dealing with it and there is a way forward?
It's a very sad story for us. I think the nation watches in awe as this particular crisis at Eskom and maybe even in other state-owned enterprises unfolds. But the one at Eskom hit us directly in a way that in the most instance, you have various economic challenges in the country which are exacerbated by the continued lockdown, power cut, which results from the Eskom crisis itself, the load shedding crisis itself. You would recall that at a particular point, they said that we're losing about 25 billion to 300 billion because of these blackouts, which arose as a result of the load shedding crisis. Now, at the level of the GDP, it may of course seem that one can avert that particular, but the consequences are far-reaching, because if you look at the small businesses, which for most of them, to be able to deliver adequately and an efficient service and goods to their own customers, they usually would depend on the lights being on. And whenever lights are not on, it is a crisis for them. They are not able to fulfill the obligations they have towards their customers. And as a result, even their customers usually leave them. So the crisis ranges from such economic effects at the higher macro level, but also even at the micro level where small businesses are trying to make ends meet. So it's a serious crisis. And we've seen also that most of the break-ins, or rather not most, but some of the break-ins are conducted during the lockdown, lockdown, during the power cut. So small businesses would have experienced a couple of break-ins and burglaries whenever the 2 hour of load shedding or the 3 hour of load shedding hit such particular areas. So you're having multiple crises which emerge as a result of load shedding.
Is there any communication? Certainly nothing, not anything that I've seen, but is government communicating with business to show them a plan to move out of this crisis, to move away from this? Are you seeing anything?
Okay. Government has brought, and this is where also our worry is, but government has brought one sort of a solution. And their solution was that they are going to allow private enterprises to be able to generate their own electricity of up to 100 megawatts without having to attain a license for such particular generation. And, well, that's good for especially big corporations which can afford to erect such energy generating a station within their own parameter of plants, mines, and all that. But again, for small businesses, that is not helping at all, because a small business will not be able to erect a power generating a facility for its own so that it can be able to generate power, as is said. But secondly, we have a standing worry around the question of this, because we're also worried that this calls into action the privatization of power, energy production, energy distribution and supply. And whenever these things, for instance, that particular concession, though on the part of ensuring that the load shedding does not occur at the expense of these corporations and enterprises, would be very advantageous. But in a longer run for us, it worries us, because it also propels the South African government to move towards the privatization of energy production, which is a very serious problem. But we also think that the privatization of energy production and distribution and supply is also part of their agenda. Of course, they've put these things already in 2002 when they outlined it in the accelerated program for privatization and restructuring. So this is, in our view, one of the plans which are being implemented in the longer run. The only problem, however, or the most outrageous problem out of this particular crisis is that why are they creating a crisis so that they can be able to pursue their privatization project? I mean, we can contest them on that level, but they shouldn't even at the go begin to create a crisis as a pretext for them to move towards privatization.
But do you think this is a crisis that was deliberately created, or is it just through their own chaos?
And I think it's both.
Right.
I think it's both. If you recall some of the reports which had emerged, is that from 2000 in the late 90s, early 2000s, Eskom was one of the best performing state-owned enterprises, not only in the country but globally. And what had happened is that people, energy experts at the time, had already told the ANC government to first expand the generating plant, but secondly, to ensure that in the expansion of that particular expansion of generating plants, they are also able to meet the growing need, because the growing population means there will be a growing need for the electricity consumption. And as a result, they deliberately did not adhere to that. And why did they not? Because if you check from 94 to today, the population in the country has increased by about 20 million people. And as a result, that on its own shows you that you are going to have more need and more demand in as far as all kinds of services and goods which are produced by government and delivered by government are concerned. And as a result, government was supposed to have prepared on it. And why did it not prepare? So we think that this crisis was engineered from that moment, and coupled with their incompetences, this has actually made it more worse than ever before.
Trevor Shaku, spokesperson at the South African Federation of Trade Unions, talking about the Eskom crisis. And I guess my question is very simply, why don't we see a plan? It should be a one-pager that tells us how this is going to be fixed. It's a very, very simple communication. It's not a simple problem, but we should know when more power is going to be added to the grid, how many private companies are going to be producing power, and we should have a runway to solve the problem. To me, it's that simple. If government can't give us that, it means this problem is not being solved at all.